This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. Sorry, Joe, I didn't mean to interrupt. Just a quick reminder of what station I'm on, you know, just in case I forget. If you'd like to get in touch with today's topic, we are discussing what would you do if you lost your job? What cost-saving measures have you taken? 018-789-8899. We just heard a little bit of Huey Lewis and the News. Ro has actually come back with a WhatsApp message saying, great choice of music, given the topic. Can I suggest She Works Hard for the Money from Donna Summer? Because he could use a boogie. If we've got it, Ro, we will add it and we will play it. So that's the WhatsApp numbers. You can also get us on Twitter and on Instagram, of course. We're at BFM Radio. Another message coming from Maggie Bess, who said, McDee's alternative is good advice, but through my experience, new potential employers are suspicious about the reason we left the previous job. They also can't believe we are practical or desperate enough to come down the ladder. I think that's a good point, you know, but desperation and the need to pay bills, I think, as two slightly different things. You know, you've got stuff to pay out. You've got children. Maybe you've got kids who need to be educated further at certain schools, whatever. You know, you've got to find a job one way or another. And I wouldn't mind walking into a McDonald's or any grocery store and say, you know, I'm not proud. Exploit me. I need some work. You know?
And there's a trick for you to explain this on your CV. We did a show on that. So,
yes.
You know, go look for the podcast on the website, bfm.my. Also, the BFM app available now on the Apple App Store and on Google Play and also on Spotify.
There you go. Also, we're going to move on to story number two right now. Audrey, are you ready to deal with the job loss? Is this title of the story?
Yes, okay. I thought you were just asking me, putting me on the spot there. But this is an article that I picked up from an investor website from India.
Oh.
So, and I thought this was pertinent just because, you know, the IT sector in India has been suffering from layoffs up and down, up and down. You know, as long as when there are new contracts, you know, everybody gets jobs. Yep. And all of a sudden, you know, just with a day or maybe sometimes even a month's notice, you're out of a job. So a lot of people, especially in the IT sector, are suffering in India, thousands laid off at the same time. And so this is what this investor portal called Jago Investor had to say about preparing yourself to deal with a job loss. So here's how it goes. Have you ever thought how you will be paying your EMIs? EMIs are your equated monthly installments. So everything that you pay on a monthly basis, your EMIs, your
Thank you for telling me what that was.
Your kids' school fees, rent, various other household expenses, and how you will deal with stress and the insecurity that will come with the job loss. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you're in the wrong industry, say the software industry, there is enough bad news coming in the last few years. And this, of course, indicative of what's happening in the IT sector with India. So are you skilled enough to find a new job in the same industry with the same pay package? Can you afford a lower salary? Do you have enough savings to deal with the stress of living without paychecks for the next 6 months? Yeah. So what they did was they actually spoke to some people who were laid off, you know, in the IT sector, in different sectors, and they shared about what happened when they lost their job and how they felt about it, and how they prepared for it. And they've come up with like four action items on what you can do. So I'm going to just go through those four items. Number one, have 6 months worth of expenses in emergency fund. So when you lose your job, the immediate question that comes to mind is how will you pay for your bills, right? So you should have enough liquid money with you, which can last for a few months. It's like the emergency fuel you need in your car to reach the petrol station. You know, just think of it that way.
Or as my family called it, the FYF, the FU fund.
Oh, okay. Yeah. another reason you need enough emergency funds with you is that it gives you more power to choose your next job. It's the panic situation which forces you to choose any job which comes next. And here's a quote. I'm just going to read it. It's like being desperate for marriage and then saying yes to the first person you meet. Not a good thing for the long term.
What?
Bear in mind, this article came from India. Okay, so, and here's the action item. Multiply your expenses by six and keep that amount invested somewhere which can be available at short notice. So the focus has to be more on availability and not returns. You can choose a debt mutual fund or a simple FD for something like this. So it needs to be accessible quickly. Action number two, don't have neck-to-neck expenses. A good habit for any investor is to make sure that their income is 1.5 times of their expenses. You should not be living a life where every penny you earn is getting spent. So maybe that dividing your earnings into three is just not going to cut it for something like this, right? The writer of the article also goes, I know it's easier said than done for many people, but at least start taking actions towards this, because here are the two benefits. Number one, you will have a good surplus each month, which you can invest for future. It keeps you worry-free and you can also save a good amount. Benefit number two, if you lose your job someday, you at least have the option to take up a job which is paying less, because you have some reserve funds to kind of make do, right? So the writer strongly suggests that your total expenses should not cross 60% of your income. So you need at least 40% of your income to be put away for savings.
Wow. 40%.
Remember I was telling you earlier, you know, like my grandma used to tell me, just 10%, put 10% aside, or whatever you can put aside, you know, at the end of the month, do that. But you should actually, in order to prepare for a rainy day like this, you know, when it storms and everything, 40% is what you need. So the action for you is find out the ratio between your income and expenses. How much are you saving each month right now? If it's less than 40%, focus your energy on earning more income. If not immediately, at least give yourself 2 to 3 years' time to build up this 40% savings on your income every year. Every month.
All right. You know, one of the things that I do, which is very visual, right? I told you I have a mason jar where I keep 20 ringgit bills and 5 ringgit bills, right?
Yes.
And that just, you know, like, it's just visual. And if you save 20 ringgit a day, it's 7,200 over a year.
I do a similar thing, but...
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not the 20 ringgit. It's the coins, right?
Okay.
I know she looks at me like, whatever, I'm saving 20 ringgit notes. Right? I've got like, you know those...
Yeah.
If you've bought Garrett popcorn, right? Name drop. Those big buckets they have. Yeah. They're huge. I have one of those filled with coins, right? And I have no idea what to do with them, though. That's the thing.
Go to the bank.
Go to the bank.
Yeah, but the bucket is so big.
So that's why the mason jar works. And it's one of those things, you can't see what's inside. But with the mason jar, you can visually see it piling up.
Right.
Also, maybe you can take the coins off your work desk and take it home and put that
You stop that. But every time I take one of those little bags into the bank, they look at me like I'm some kind of weirdo, you know. And I just drop it on the counter and they're like, what do you want me to do with that? I let you deposit it in my account. And they're like, well, come back in 2 hours when we've counted it. You know, I want one of those counting machines.
Yeah, don't they have those? Okay.
Some of them do, yeah.
The coin counting machines? Yeah.
Every branch
should have them.
Not every branch. Mm. And all the time that I go, they're like, sorry, Rosat doesn't work.
Rosat. Okay. Well, action point number three, coming back to this. Be awesome in what you do. Are you a Java developer? Then be the one who knows everything inside out and make sure you are among the top 5%. Are you a marketing guy? Make sure that you are the one who can really transform the marketing of a company if you take that task to your hand. Are you a chef, then make sure you are worth of inviting to MasterChef, you know. So basically,
this is for Jamie
don't
Oliver.
Do things by half, right?
Yeah. So, you know, if you focus on doing this, number one, you most probably will never lose your job because you're so good at what you do. And even if you do, you will quickly get another one. And if you don't get another job quickly, you will at least be more calm and composed than others, knowing that it's just a matter of time because you have that skill level, right?
It's so, upskilling and reskilling.
Yes,
all that.
And constantly learning. Even if you lose your job, you should take that opportunity. This is something that producer Christine mentioned to us during the break, you know. Even if you lose your job, you should take that opportunity while waiting for your next job to kind of upskill. Mm-hmm. Like learn a new skill to make yourself more versatile, right? Mm. And finally, the last one, start saving money. I thought this was number two. Start saving money and build a good portfolio. So the writer says, there is this concept of human capital and money capital. Human capital is our ability to work and earn money. Money capital is your portfolio, which gets built over time. So when we start our career, we are high on human capital and zero on money capital. But when we retire, we need to strive to be high on money capital and very low on human capital. So, you know, there's less effort, but your money is kind of working on itself and building itself. So that's what you got to think about when you, you know, to prepare yourself for job loss.
So according to that article, very quickly, be the best at what you can do forever. Be number one.
Yeah, constantly upskill, you know, make yourself unique and irreplaceable.
There you go. We're going to take a short break. Ro, this track is for you. We managed to find it. It is Donna Summer with She Works Hard for the Money. So you can have a little bit of a boogie. We can have a little bit of a break. And when we come back, 4 hiring practices that create workplace drama. Keep an ear out for that. 018-789-8899 if you'd like to tell us of some of the things that you can do to cut back on some of the costs just in case you lose your job. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.